Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang. GordonChang.com. I encourage you to check out his website. If you want to keep track on what's going on and the implications of the Chinese challenges that they're having and how that's bleeding over into us, then if you want to find out more about that, just check that out. And Gordon, one of the things that I was going to ask was is China more of a danger to itself, or is it more danger to us? But it sounds like you're saying it's one and the same.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, China is always more of a danger to itself than to anybody else. But that doesn't mean it's not a big danger to us, because what China can do and what it has done over the last couple of weeks, you know, we have seen small pieces of information come out of China, really unimportant, unexceptionable, unsurprising, but have caused great losses of value in global markets, including the United States, where we lost maybe $2.5 trillion of value in the markets, which we've gotten some of it back, but clearly this is not over yet. And the problem is that you have panic in the global markets. It's going to affect the real U.S. economy. So this is going to be important for us going forward.
I noticed that China has announced that they were going to reduce their military by 300,000. That's going to be 300,000 people back on the streets without a job, I guess. With the demographic challenges that China has right now, including this recent announcement, could China be? How far away is China from an internal uprising?
They could have their internal crisis, you know, the one that history remembers. That could be this year, could be next year, but it's going to be very soon, because the numbers indicate that the Chinese government will not be able to sustain its system. It just will run out of money. And then the question is, what will it do? I believe that there'll be emergency measures. Those measures will take us by surprise, and because of that, you could see a crisis spread from Asia to Europe to the United States. It's going to happen.
Do you ever see the movie Rollover, where the Middle Eastern people who were loaning us so much money in America decide not to renew those loans? Are we in a situation like that with China in America?
Well, no. The reason is that because China needs cash right now, it's selling treasuries, its overall holdings of U.S. debt are declining. You know, the U.S. is still very popular around the world in the debt markets. And because of that, we can refinance our debt. We can incur more debt without the permission of the Chinese. I'm not saying it's a good thing that we are deficit financing. I think it's a horrible thing. But nonetheless, if we choose to do it, we can, largely because the United States is still the best game around the world, which doesn't say very much about the global economy, by the way, if we're the best show.
Well, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, though, right, Gordon?
Well, absolutely, and we can see this in the strength of the dollar, largely because people realize how bad things are in their homes, and therefore they're looking for safe havens. They're buying dollars, they're buying U.S. real estate, and even more important, they're moving to the United States, which is an indication of the strength of the American economy and the American society.
Gordon, when I think of what's going on in China right now, when I observe the decisions that have been made, the structure of China, the relationship of the government to the economy, the control of the state in China, and we look at how bad things have gotten over there, isn't this an expose on the failure of statism?
Absolutely. You know, if we go back 6 months, you know, you have very wise people in the United States and elsewhere just saying how good the Chinese economic management has been. But since essentially the middle of June, people have understood now the weaknesses of that system, and now we view the Chinese technocrats as being totally incompetent and clueless, which I think that they have been. You know, they've been buoyed by some very important trends which were not of their own making, so they look good. But now we can see that they're not being able to handle the situation. And in fact, they've created their own crises, as they have with the devaluation of the RMB. So these guys are awful, and it shows the weakness of statism and command economies, because China still has a command economy.
And as they continue to refuse to release their hold on things, they're only going to make things worse, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, they've made things worse since June by trying to dictate outcomes and valuations. And because of that, they've scared everyone. And therefore, you're not going to see the money
going to China. Gordon, I got to wrap it up, but I want to thank you for being here. We appreciate your time very much and your perspectives and your thoughts. Will you come back again and keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Gordon. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, GordonChang.com. That's an outstanding website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.